What's up? How are you doing? Well, as for me, I'm not doing so great because I am tired. I want somebody to come and take care of me, somebody to cook for me, to sort out my lunch, dinner, breakfast, go to the market, just do everything for me, do my laundry. And the only thing I want to do is sleep because I am tired, I am exhausted. But then it is what it is. I just have to do it myself because I'm an adult, right? So this episode, I'll be talking about three major lessons I learned in my work with God. Since I started working with God, I've learned so many lessons, but these three stood out for me. And I'll be starting with number one. Your feelings will not take you far. In some days, you won't feel God like the way you used to. You know, some days you'll be so rosy, everything is going on well and all, and some days it's like God is not there, you're not feeling him, or should I say he's there, but he's watching things happen to you, but he's not saying anything, he's not doing anything. But I want you to know something. We all have emotions, and because we feel them doesn't mean they are right. Your feelings won't help you out when you find yourself in this phase. And this phase, we call it spiritual wilderness. I don't know if you've been there. Your spiritual life is not just going smoothly. It's not going on smoothly. Like, things are not just going well. And it's like God is absent. You know, whatever it is that you're feeling, it's not real. God has said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And call on me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So if you are in this phase and you are feeling that way, just know that it is not true. Whatever it is that you are feeling is not true. God is ever near and he will never leave you. Just stand firm on his word. Let your faith stand firm on his word. Abraham had faith in what God had promised him. He had hope against all hope. Do you know what that means? Like, there was nothing to hope for. Nothing. But he still had hope. And it was counted unto him as righteousness. It will not be easy. It will not be easy. It will not be easy. But then you have to keep pushing. Yes, you have to keep pushing. And you tell yourself that, no, I'm going to stand on this word. No matter what happens, I'm going to stand on this word. So that is number one. And number two, spiritual growth doesn't happen overnight. See me. When I started working with God, I thought, boom, boom, I'll start speaking in tongues, you know, I'll start seeing things, I'll start seeing visions, you know, and all. But funny me, you know, I wish someone had told me this, that spiritual growth doesn't just happen. It takes a gradual process. It takes a gradual process. As you continue to spend time in God's presence, and as you continue to spend time in the Word, you will grow. It's like the physical growth we all go through. You know, from being a child, you move to being an adult. You move to being a teenager, and then adulthood, like that. So that's how it is in the spiritual aspect. Growth doesn't happen overnight. It takes a gradual process. And when you're in this phase where it feels as though, you know, others have grown, they started speaking in tongues and all and everything, and you're just there, just calm down and take it easy on yourself. You will speak in tongues, you will hear God's voice, you will hear him. Just calm down and keep spending time in that word, and you meditate on that word. The Bible says, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Just desire that word and desire his presence. Some days you won't feel like reading your Bible. Some days you will not feel like praying, but you just have to. It is required for you to grow. So that's number two. Moving to number three, it pays to serve God. Honestly, I can't count how many times God has come through for me. Like, I can remember one time like that, I was broke, like there was nothing on me and I needed to eat. So I was telling God that, God, there is no money, and no money automatically means no food for me. So I was bothered in a way, but then I told God and I was like, you know what, I'm not going to think about it. So that day, two ladies came and we had a little chat. We talked, and then after the conversation, I went back to my normal activities and all. Then these two ladies came back and they squeezed money in my hand. Like, I'm not even joking. You know that popular saying that if you see me squeeze money in my hand, like, that was what happened. These ladies literally squeezed money in my hand, and I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. I wasn't expecting it. And then I went to meet God. I was like, hey God, see, they gave me money. I felt guilty in a way, because I'm like, I don't deserve this money. Why are these people giving me this money? And then it just really dawned on me that, babe, this is God giving you money to sort out yourself. You need to eat. Abi, won't you eat? And God has given you this money. And then out of the money, I paid my tithe. Yes, I did. I really wanted to, because I wanted to tell God that, you know, thank you for giving me money. Thank you for... I just had to pay that tithe, and I was happy when I was doing it. And I ate food that day. I really ate. I was filled up. There are several times God has come through for me. Oh, more. See, it pays to serve God, though. It really pays to serve God. I remember when I borrowed money from MTN. I borrowed both money and data and all, and I was bothered. How will I pay back? I had money with me, but I didn't want to spend that money. I wanted to use it for something else. And then I told God that, God, I don't want to spend this money to pay MTN. No, to pay. I don't want to. And then I just took my mind off it. When I got home, my auntie came and she was like, oh, someone paid for drinks for you. And I don't take carbonated drinks. I don't. So I was like, okay, how much? And then she told me the amount, and I was like, you know what? I'll just collect the money and use it to get airtime so I can pay back my MTN debt. And that was it. Like, that was it. I did not have to spend the money I had with me. Like, it was already sorted out. And I was like, God, this is you. Like, I just want to say thank you. God will always come through for you. You don't have to worry about anything. You know, it's normal for humans to worry. It's completely normal. But God has said, cast your cares upon me and I will give you rest. Like, why would you go through that stress of worrying when you can just cast it on God? Like, someone is literally willing to carry it for you, but you have refused. Like, just take it out to God and just serve him honestly, and you will not regret it. Well, I've come to the end of this episode. I want to go sleep back. I want to sleep. Yeah, I want to sleep. So I hope you will meditate on what you've heard today. And if you want me to talk about a particular topic, please just... And you have access to my Twitter, or my Twitter handle, or my WhatsApp, you know, or my contact, rather. You know, just chat with me on WhatsApp, or you can chat with me on Twitter, and, you know, I'll see about it. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, and make sure you have a great week ahead of you. I know this life is very stressful, but tell God about it. He said, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just tell God about it, and it will come true. So, bye-bye, and thank you so much for listening. Yeah.